Thursday edition of the What's On Your Mind program. I'm Scott Hinnon. This is the preview hour. We're going to check the news headlines, sports, weather, and get you set for cranking up our statewide conversation on What's On Your Mind. Our telephone number, if you'd like to join us this hour, is 855-200-1776. Any news headlines that have caught your attention, let us know. A couple of topics we'll tackle today on the program. Property taxes, we're doing a focus on that. Yesterday we had Larry Nyblad on, Larry, the superintendent of schools in Grand Forks. And it is 2014 budget time, so schools where you live are setting their budgets for next year. And we've seen some debates about a need to increase the mill levies, despite more dollars coming from the state to the schools and to local subdivisions. Yesterday we had the Grand Forks superintendent on to say why. He gave us three reasons in the case of Grand Forks. One, Grand Forks is somewhat unique because there is an Air Force base, and therefore the federal government is responsible for a portion of the dollars necessary to educate the students that are of military parents from the Air Force base. And the feds reduced their payments to the school district of Grand Forks. That was one reason. Second was a new teacher contract. And compensation is up. And the third is higher enrollment of 225 new students. So we asked the question, is that an acceptable reason to have mill levies go up? We have some of your answers on the Facebook page. We'll share those as we go throughout the show. Today on the program, Jim Casper will join us. Jim is a Republican legislator. He represents Fargo. He was one of the advocates for property tax reform that came with relief from the legislature. Some people called them caps. I think Jim would probably refer to them as triggers that could be implemented by the voters. His argument was, if you want real local control, give the purse strings to the voters in these local subdivisions. And if you want to increase the amount of mill levies, then you ask the voters for it and you go make the case for it. Anyway, we'll get his take on what's happening kind of around the state a little later on in the program today. Also, we've had a lot of debate about the best approach to fight Obamacare, specifically with our elected leaders. Senator John Hoeven was on with us yesterday. He said he's not yet decided which approach is the right approach. Whether Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and Marco Rubio have it right, or whether or not Tom Coburn and John McCain and the others that say, you know what, they're going to fund Obamacare regardless of whether or not we push a government, you know, basically, I don't want to play the rest of the media and tie the government shutdown to the Republicans, because Republicans would say, look, this isn't working. You're doing delays. It's a mess. Let's stop it and make it part of the budget battle. And, you know, there's a debate among Republicans about which way to go. We're having a debate on that today. Should Republicans force? We're asking the question the wrong way here, even on our own sheet, because Republicans would force a battle in the budget over Obamacare, which ultimately could lead, if the Democrats don't acquiesce to defunding Obamacare, a government shutdown. So it's who do you blame, deal? I don't want to say Republicans would be to blame for that. In other words, should Republicans force a government shutdown over funding the Obamacare? Well, who's forcing the government shutdown? The government shutdown would come from President Obama, Harry Reid, and folks that say no. We're not agreeing to your changes in Obamacare. So that's, you know, that's something we need to make pretty clear there. But anyway, the question is whether to play that card. And so we have Scotty Neal Hughes with the Tea Party News Network. And she's on Fox News quite regularly. Regular contributor to Patriot TV and PatriotUpdate.com. Columnist for townhall.com. She's on one side saying, yes, fight this. And Brian Walsh, Republican strategist, a former spokesman for the National Republican Senatorial Committee, who says, look, here's what's going to happen. There will be political damage to Republicans if that happens. So both sides of that particular issue on the program today. One other issue we dipped our toe into a little bit yesterday had to do with this battle over the diversion. Community meeting in Christine, North Dakota, did not go well for proponents of a diversion last night. By the way, here's one of the calls we didn't get to yesterday on the program on that topic of the diversion. Listen to this.
I'd like to leave a comment on the FN diversion project. And, yes, I agree with the comments mentioned earlier that the project is being pushed mainly so that Fargo can develop south of town and to continue to develop in the natural floodplain with the Davie School now sits. And as far as the ring levee that they want to put around Oxbow, Hickson, and Bakke, that is not necessary either. Based upon numbers issued by the Division Authority in what it called the white paper, the 2009 river flows at Oxbow exceeded a FEMA 500-year event. As a result of the work done to protect Oxbow after the 2009 flood, the city is protected to levels in excess of the same 500-year event today. Meanwhile, Hickson and Bakke have never flooded, so the $65 to $68 million ring levee project currently proposed for Oxbow, Hickson, and Bakke isn't about protecting the area from today's flood threat, but from the proposed new water to be imposed by the FM diversion project. The proposed ring dike is only necessary so that Fargo can dam up the rivers to clear its floodplain for future development. Thank you.
Obviously a well-informed member of our audience that says this is the wrong approach. So that was a very interesting topic as well. Couple of the things we're going to tackle today on the program, besides what I've mentioned already on the Obamacare funding battle, as well as Representative Jim Casper. I mentioned this briefly yesterday, but the folks from Creative Care for Reaching Independence, a nonprofit group in Moorhead, had put together a video asking Taylor Swift to come to their 5K run and rock and roll-a-thon. And it's getting some national attention, so we're going to talk about that today, kind of fun. And also, the Minnesota Vikings are really in a bit of a battle here with Mark Dayton over this nasty and lengthy court battle that now has Mark Dayton say, you know, his confidence in the owners has been undermined by their questionable business ethics. So we're asking, you know, if the stadium deal blows up as a result of this, good, bad, and different, where are you at on that? Let us know. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today on the program as well. By the way, sidebar. What Mark Dayton and the majority Democrats are doing to businesses in Minnesota might not be criminal, but is it any worse than what Ziggy Wolf is alleged to have done in this court case? Not much credibility there, if you ask me. Nationally, obviously, is this death toll in Egypt. The violence there now climbing to 525 from this bloody crackdown on supporters of the deposed president. Over 500 now across the land. 3,700 people injured. This is according to the health ministry. In a further sign of the extent and the ferocity of the scorched earth assault by security forces to destroy two pro-Morsi protest camps in Cairo. And despite the growing tally of dead, the Muslim Brotherhood supporters of Mr. Morsi urged followers to take to the streets on Thursday, a day after the assault on the camp sent off a violent backlash across Egypt. That is getting the attention of the international community, and it is downright scary. A couple of local things. One, by the way, next hour, or later this hour, we're going to tell you about some meetings that are happening in Tioga and Ray next week. Some important meetings where community input is necessary. Also, in West Fargo, water restrictions are on. Yes, it's that time of year, and things are starting to get tight, so we're watching that closely. And I see that Senator Heidi Heitkamp is now joining the Tim Purdon bandwagon. And she, along with a Fargo city commissioner, Sobolik, are going to be speaking to the Human Rights Coalition of North Dakota. Second annual Evening of Possibilities is tonight at the Hotel Donaldson between 5 and 7. They'll be raising awareness of social justice and human rights, updating the federal movement regarding human rights and different efforts to include the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and what is it, Q, questioning as a protected class for employment and housing within the city limits of Fargo. More on that.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Bakken breaks out into a little cover version of that song. We better get to it here.
Oh, you do not want me singing that.
Yeah, that wouldn't be pretty. A little karaoke on the program today. It would be good.
Out to karaoke last night. Dustin Goverlow had invited me out. I'm like, nah, you don't want me singing. Not a pretty thing.
Does Dustin do karaoke?
Every Wednesday night. He's addicted.
I thought karaoke had went the way of, some fad that the it is, huh?
As long as Journey is still out there, it'll be there.
Oh, I have some very bad Westward Ho memories of karaoke.
After Comedy Club. I used to emcee Comedy Club out when Roger Hoffelton would be gone off of the guard once a month. I'd fill in for him emceeing Comedy Club, and I had a standing rule, 5 songs. If I hit 5 songs that I have to sing, because you have to sing as the host, you have to sing karaoke if nobody's coming up and singing. It's like, if I hit the 5th song, bar's closed, you got to go next door. You do not want me singing.
Exactly right.
That's 5 standard. That was it.
Couple of things here on the local front. I mentioned earlier, West Fargo is under water restrictions for all residents and businesses. It allows the watering of lawns based on your property addresses compared to the day of the month. Odd-numbered addresses are allowed to water lawns on odd days of the month. Even-numbered addresses are allowed to water lawns on the even days of the month. No watering allowed between the hours of 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. And all of those water restrictions remaining in place until further notice. That's West Fargo.
Why is that?
I would imagine.
There's some sort of a breakdown, or are they just short of water?
I think we're just short of water.
Huh.
I've been a lot of precip, you know.
Huh. So they're short of water, and they want a diversion for Fargo to get rid of water, and then they're going to be out of water in 2017. Just thinking out loud. Just another piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, you're connecting the dots. One emailer on that point said, why should I support a diversion? It's designed to kill our neighbors on the south while only making our filthy rich local developers even richer.
What about the neighbors to the north? The communities north that supposedly have their flooding issues alleviated.
I want a fix is what I want.
Yeah.
Get a fix.
Everybody wants a fix, but everybody wants the right fix.
Yeah. Also on the local. Yes.
You know what we could do? We could build a Minnesota Viking football stadium right on the edge of Fargo and use part of the wall as a dike to keep the river back. And then
I like that idea.
Big new stadium for the Vikings and just move the Vikings.
Long been a proponent of bringing the Vikes here. But obviously they stepped up to the plate in Minnesota because of the North Dakota threat to get the Vikes. And now...
Only because we had a check big enough to write.
With this court battle, you've got Governor Dayton and others saying, well, wait a minute here, we're having our confidence in the owners undermined because of their questionable business ethics. I'm questioning the business ethics of Mark Dayton, actually, who proposes that you punish the rich and hike taxes on everything. I mean, everything. You look at what was proposed in the way of higher taxes. If Mark Dayton had his way, everything would cost more. And a lot do. You know, now they're already saying, maybe we should back off on this farm equipment thing. But it's a disaster.
Who bears the burden of all those taxes? It's not just the rich. It's middle class, lower income. It's everybody that has to live and do business in Minnesota when you look at the tax structure. And this is coming from somebody who themselves is rich.
Yeah. That's the other odd thing with Dayton. Anyway, we're going to dig into that one a little bit. And, some concern that the stadium deal might blow up if Dayton and others keep pushing because of this court battle. Do you care? Does it matter? Also, Jim Casper will join us. We're going to talk about the legislative perspective on a number of these entities, Dickinson and Grand Forks, 2 examples, but there's others, asking for more mill levies from their citizens because what they're getting in the way of relief from the state, they're saying not enough to be able to pass it all on to the citizens. So we'll ask Jim Casper about that. And I know you're well connected in the country world. Maybe you can help the folks from Creative Care for Reaching Independence, a nonprofit group that helps people with disabilities. They produced a viral video asking Taylor Swift to come to their 5K run and rock and roll thon. This is getting some national attention because they put together a hilarious, adorable video with these special needs folks making the plea to Taylor Swift to come to the walk. And, you know, it just happens to be the walk is like the day before she's performing in town, and so it's the perfect opportunity for it.
Make well, a little I don't know if the itinerary allows that, but something I can check into. I looked through my speed dial. I actually have Taylor Swift's phone number.
Well, there you go. I think you should text.
I will say this. She's never written a song about me.
Well, that's a good thing, actually, isn't it?
Nor will she.
Yeah. The other thing we're going to chat about here in just a little bit is some community meetings that are happening in the oil patch next week. Vision West, North Dakota is going to be hosting meetings in Ray and Tioga. And these are great opportunities for citizens to be heard. Obviously, a lot is happening in the oil patch fast. And so this is a wonderful opportunity to let your voice be heard. And we'll tell you more about Vision West ND and also the specific meetings in Ray and Tioga next week. So, covers 19 oil and gas producing counties in western North Dakota, setting the stage for economic sustainability. And they have these strategic planning sessions where they really encourage the members of the public to join in. So we look forward to that. We have a couple of questions on our Facebook page. We'll give you the pulse of the people from the Northern Plains on those questions, including this one. North Dakota farmland, up 42% in value last year. That on top of 46% hike from the previous year. The national average last year was 13%. What's going on here? Obviously, growers here are blessed.
In part land prices, in part development, in part the economic boom that's going in western North Dakota.
I think also farm programs play a role in artificially hiking price. I've heard farmers lament that before as a vicious cycle. But anyway, we'll get all your viewpoints on that particular topic as well. Stephen, I'll be taking your call, so put us in your speed dial and get ready to weigh in here, whether it's the bikes, property taxes, or anything else on your mind. Buckle up. You ready to go there, fella?
Sounds like a plan, my friend.
Steve Bakken and I and your calls straight ahead.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Frack water recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312, or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is the What's On Your Mind preview. I'm going to check sports for you today. My ace sports reporter, Mark Skogerbo, will be here later with the Common Sense Club on your radio, but not here for sports this morning. And we actually have a shorter than normal sports segment just because we have a special guest going to join us in a moment to talk about those Vision West meetings that are happening in Ray and Tioga next week. So stay tuned for that. Twins, they had a battle last night. And went into extra innings, and they came up on the short end of the stick, unfortunately. Darn it anyway. Redhawks won, though. North Dakota's team, 3-2 to Rockland, New York. How about that? But the Twins, not so lucky. The Indians rallied to top the Twins in the extra innings, 9-8. Cleveland beats the Twins last night. Twins play at, actually, Chicago. Host the Chicago White Sox tonight, 7:10 p.m. Let's see here. How about Joe Mauer on the waivers getting 5 hits? That's kind of a in-your-face little moment there, isn't it? I love it. What happened with him and the waivers now? Do we know? Nobody claimed him. Oh, that was Morneau. That's right. Okay, sorry. But nothing yet on Morneau and the waivers. Just as he predicted, kind of, right? So it's still it's basically a negotiating deal going on. That's why Mark isn't here. He's quite upset about Morneau. Never mind. But Joe Mauer did get 5 hits. But it didn't matter. Indians did rally to beat the Twins in 12 innings. Fox Sports has a deal with DirecTV and the Dish Network. So if you're a Fox Sports fan and you were worried, hey, I got DirecTV, I got Dish Network, I'm not going to be able to watch. And by the way, they are the network that does the North Dakota State Bison. They're doing the opener later this month. It will be available to satellite subscribers. They cut a deal, so that's good news. And there's a little bit of a game of chicken, as there always is on those deals, and they got to figure it out. A lot of folks are going down to Mankato to watch the Vikes. About 60,000 football fans attended the training camp in Mankato this year. The Vikings said goodbye to local fans after the team's last practice in Mankato Wednesday, at least until next year. Just before camp opened, the Vikings signed an agreement with the Minnesota State University to host training camp through 2015. That's been a lot of years in the making down there. Attendance at this year's camp topped last year. Free Press reports that training camp generates about $5 million each year for the Mankato area economy, so they like it down there. It's a good deal. Okay, so Morneau, back to the Twins here for a moment. He cleared waivers. He's now eligible to be traded. Or they can negotiate if this is over money. But nobody said I want him, and so he's cleared waivers, and now they could trade him. That's kind of a sad deal. Anyway, okay, Pekovic, I forgot about that. T-Wolves and Pekovic signed a 5-year, $60 million deal. He didn't want to leave Minnesota. The Timberwolves didn't want him to go. Weeks and weeks of negotiation, waiting and watching. And two sides came to an agreement yesterday on a new 5-year contract worth $60 million. That includes an additional $8 million in incentives. Flip Saunders says, look, he's a dominating offensive player, plays extremely hard, probably will work as hard as he can to live up to a contract he signs, whatever it's worth. He had a career-high 16.3 points and 8.8 rebounds per game last season. 27 years old, restricted free agent when the NBA fiscal year opened on July 1, so the Timberwolves had the right to match any offer he received from another team. Saunders made it clear that they'd do whatever it takes to keep him, and they did. So that's good news. All right, there's a check of sports for you. 24 minutes before the hour. I want you to get out your calendar. If you're in and around Ray, North Dakota, circle Monday. In and around Tioga, North Dakota tomorrow, circle Tuesday of next week. Vision West, North Dakota is having some meetings. Carolee Cox, a Williams County planner, and the Vision West, North Dakota coordinator is here to tell us more about those. Carolee, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. So let's start with Vision West. 19 counties in the West, but obviously we have listeners all across North Dakota and some into Minnesota. So just for folks that are unfamiliar with what Vision West is all about, tell us.
Well, Vision West does cover the 19 oil and gas producing counties in western North Dakota. And it is a project that was developed about 2 years ago. And through that project, with some HUD money in the Sustainable Communities Planning Grant and Southwest REAP and a few other efforts, the project came together, and the coarse oil impact was beginning to happen, and Western North Dakota decided they probably should do some planning and do something about that. So the project has been extremely successful. We have done local planning in 20 different areas throughout the Western North Dakota. Williams County will be our last planning area. And that is somewhat ironic since Williams County is probably the hardest hit by oil impact. We have been able to produce some wonderful plans locally, but we've also been able to produce quite a bit of information for the state legislature during this last session. And we were pleased that they were able to listen to and consider some of the findings that we have and a few of the recommendations made. Through this planning effort, we have also been able to see major topics throughout the entire region arise. And so we are currently in the process of addressing those as a region. And really, we're just kind of excited about watching local planning and local implementation take place, and then the possibilities that will come out of our regional planning efforts.
So walk us through these meetings, typical meetings. Obviously, as you mentioned, Williams County is the last spot, so you have a lot of these around these 19 counties already. And again, Monday night, 5:30 to 6:30, with the meeting beginning at 6:30 and a meal at 5:30, Ray Auditorium is one next week, as well as Tioga on Tuesday with a meal at 5:30 to 6:30. The meeting beginning at 6:30, that'll be at the Tioga Senior Center next week. So you got Ray on Monday night and Tioga on Tuesday night. You invite everyone, right? You want community members there. You want the general public there. This is a chance to really just have some input and have some say. And walk us through what happens at one of these meetings. What kind of input do you get?
Well, thank you for plugging dates and times and keeping people informed and encouraging them to come. These are great meetings, and a lot happens in these meetings. They're positive and constructive. Particularly in rural America, people show up at a meeting for a reason. And when they come, it's because they have a good idea, they have a concern, they have a vested interest in their community. And so we really do want to hear those things. We want to spend a little bit of time talking about quality of life and talking about the community values in Ray and in Tioga. We want to know what those values are. We want to know how the community wants to retain those values and how they want to see growth. We want to talk about things pertaining to quality of life. We want to know what makes life really good in Ray and Tioga right now and what would make life better. We do have an economic development component, and so we'll talk a little bit about diversifying economies. And we'll talk about some business growth and expansion and those types of things. But we also want to know we want to know what you want to preserve. Obviously, oil impacts a community tremendously, the influx of people, the influx of industry. And so we want to know what that is that Ray and Tioga are concerned about, what they want to see happen. We also want to know, in looking in the future, what do you want housing to look like? What do you want water quality to look like? Do you have child care? Is that adequate child care? How do you want to address that? The residents of Ray and Tioga will be the ones that have to live with these decisions, and so their input is absolutely essential in moving forward and in planning. So generally, we have a lot of really good discussion about why people are living there currently and what makes it appealing and makes them want to stay and continue to live there, and what they have to offer to those who are coming into their communities. We can't do that without the citizens there to tell us. So generally, we want to identify two or three projects that the community is working on or that they need to work on. That's important, that they need to move forward. We want to talk about those. We want to make sure that we have a plan for moving those projects forward. So that's what
I also hope newcomers, and, you know, I consider myself a newcomer, having just spent, part of the last couple of years in Tioga, but anybody that's new to the area, that's not a lifer, that's not a longtime resident or business owner or whatever, if you're new, if you've taken advantage of this wonderful economy that's happening and the boom that's happening and integrating yourself, it's a great opportunity to meet folks and also understand the impacts, because when you get there, you sort of get wrapped up in the Wild West element of all this is happening so fast, and to understand how that has impacted local folks and how there has been an enormous amount of change really helps you integrate yourself into the community. So I hope not just longtime residents of Ray and Tioga there, but I hope newcomers are there as well to be part of this.
You know, that is a great point. One of the things that we have discovered as we have gone into local communities and planned is that, one, you know, North Dakotans are very hospitable. They're very welcoming. They want to be welcoming. And at the same time, they are a little bit worried about losing some of those rural and small town aspects of life. And so if they have the opportunity to share with people who are new to the community and talk about, you know what, this is why we love living in Tioga. This is what's important to us. I really think that helps newcomers understand what the culture of that community is. And sometimes it's a little bit difficult to describe that culture, but you have to get together. You have to talk. You have to communicate about that. And
exactly.
So
be neighborly.
You bet.
Be neighborly.
Bet.
Exactly right. All right, we're out of time, but again, I want folks to remember it's Monday night. That's this coming Monday in Ray. The meal, 5:30 to 6:30. The meeting at 6:30, Ray Auditorium. Tioga on Tuesday night, the 20th. Meal, 5:30 to 6:30. Meeting begins at 6:30. That one at the Tioga Senior Center. Thank you, Carol A. Cox. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Look forward to those meetings next week. More on What's on Your Mind, the preview hour coming up.
We talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken that costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings and they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. The North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce,
800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Preview. I'm going to tell you about the weather. Now we're looking what arguably could be called the first, real solid summer-like week in August here, for crying out loud. It's been a little on the, it's been nice, but it hasn't been sort of like that last summer blast that you expect from August. But anyway, President Obama is breaking from his vacation momentarily to speak about Egypt in about less than a half an hour. Thought to be fairly significant comments because he's on vacation. Allow me a cynical moment to suggest that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be significant comments. Just probably means that, he's been out of the news cycle since he's on vacation, so it's a way for him to get himself back in the news cycle a little bit, But obviously what's happening in Egypt is not good.
at all. All right, here's the forecast. What we're looking at weather-wise, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 today, partly sunny with a high near 81 in the valley. So, folks, in the east, here's what you're going to expect. As in western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota, 20% chance of showers, thunderstorms after 2, partly sunny, high about 80. Low 80s, light south wind. Tonight, some showers and thunderstorms before 8, partly cloudy, low around 58. Friday, mostly sunny, high near 83 tomorrow. In Fargo and the Red River Valley, south wind at 6 to 13. Friday night, clear, low around 60. Saturday, sunny, high near 87. Now we're cooking with gas. South wind at 9 to 16. Windy, though. Gust as high as 21 miles an hour. Saturday night, mostly clear, low around 66. Sunday, sunny, high near 89. There's a money day. Some showers and thunderstorms Sunday night, partly cloudy, low around 67. Monday, sunny, high near 89. Another nice one. There will be a chance of showers and thunderstorms. A slight chance also Monday night with a low around 68. Tuesday, showers, thunderstorms possible. Slight chance. Sunny and hot, though. 91 Tuesday. Wednesday, 89. So we're heating up. Here's the oil patch. Sunny with a high of 81 today and calm winds. Beautiful day. That's about picture perfect. Tonight, clear, low around 60 with a calm wind becoming south around 5 to 5 miles an hour after midnight. Friday, sunny, a high near 92 tomorrow. Cooking with gas. South wind at 6 to 10 miles an hour. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 61 degrees. A south wind at 7 to 9 miles an hour. Saturday, sunny, high near 94 degrees. It will be windy in the patch as well on Saturday. Gusts as high as 24 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy, low around 63. Sunday, sunny and 87. Picture perfect. Sunday night, partly cloudy, 61. Monday, sunny, 89. Tuesday, sunny, 90. Wednesday, sunny, high near 88. Nice weather. All right, temps around the region. Fargo, 64 and overcast skies. Grand Forks, 64 and overcast. Winds light. Jamestown, 59 at this hour. On the patch, we're looking at 58 right now at the KTGO studios. With clear skies, winds calm. Humidity's up at 93%. Same at Bismarck. Same at Minot. 63 degrees in Minot. We had some reports of fog and mist. I don't know if that's burned off yet in Tioga, but... I'm showing clear skies, but we had a lot of that with that humidity that high. Winds calm. Williston, 58 and clear at this hour. Dickinson, 65 and clear as well. Northwest Minnesota, looks like all in the upper 50s to low 60s as well. All right, so there you go. Coming up on What's on Your Mind, first of all, if it's not yet in your speed dial, would you do us that favor today? Just jot this number down. We love the feedback we get on this program. The most listened to talk show in North Dakota. Five radio stations, including the mothership, 550 K-Fire. Our own AM 1100, the flag, the 50-kilowatt blowtorch to western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota. Down in the Twin Cities yesterday, listening to AM 1100, the flag. Just most of Minnesota and western North Dakota treated to that signal. 910 KCJB and a big chunk of northern North Dakota up into Canada. KLTC and Dickinson, of course, our own KTGO, the Bakken's only talk radio, covering every corner of northwest North Dakota. From Divide and Burke, Renville and Bottineau County, over to Ward and Montreal Williams, obviously, McKenzie. Good chunk of McLean County as well. Part of Dunn. If you're fishing the lake, you can't miss it. 800-228-0550 is that telephone number. 701-258-0550. What's on your mind? Steve Bakken and I taking your calls straight ahead on a Thursday edition of the program. Don't go away.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. raleighglutenfreeexpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten-Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.